Hi, I'm Shekhar Gupta, and I welcome you to my weekly podcast based on my column, National Interest. Never in the 20 years since Narendra Modi came out seeking his first mandate in 2002 has there been an election in Gujarat that was dull or that did not cast an overwhelming shadow on national politics. This one in 2022 isn't any exception. The outcome of this election will at the very least determine who gets the right to be the main challenger to Modi and the BJP in 2024. And in case a coalition of sorts is built against him, who is best positioned to lead it? The results are still a week away. Miracles can happen in electoral politics, and Yugendra Yadav, who's wise in political science and sophology, had anticipated in 2007 that a chamatkar, as he put it, a miracle, was possible in Gujarat. No such thing happened then. Or in 2012-2017. All evidence now also suggests from all opinion polls, etc., that one is a miracle is unlikely in 2022 as well. In the past two decades, 2017, by the way, was the closest the Congress came to upsetting the BJP. But since then, the Congress party's challenge has only declined as Modi's stature has grown. What's the story then? Why isn't this a dull, foregone conclusion election now? And why do we argue against it? The answer is, besides Gujarat, none of the other major states going for elections in the next 12 months, Karnataka, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, none of them will set the stage or set the tone for the big one in the summer of 2024. In the remaining elections, even if the Congress does brilliantly, it'll be the playing out of the old script between two old rivals. In none of the four will the vote be directly in Modi's name. It won't be for Modi or against Modi. He will not be on the ticket. He and his BJP can take such setbacks in their stride as they did in 2019. But once Modi is on the ticket, the script changes. This Gujarat state election is different from any other. It is the only state where Modi is directly in contention. The Gujarat election is so predominantly in his name that many would even struggle to remember the name of the incumbent chief minister there. By the way, can you tell me what the name of the chief minister is? Hand on your heart, please, and no Googling. That's why in Gujarat, even if Modi wins, the team that runs him closest or the party that runs him closest has that much to gain. It's as if there is a favorite for the gold medal and the fight is for the silver and the bronze. Credit the Aam Aadmi Party for this change. A good performance by Arvind Kejriwal will establish him as a genuine pan-national leader, the only one besides Modi and Rahul Gandhi, and it will also establish AAP, Aam Aadmi Party, as a rising national force. Can he emerge as number two in Gujarat, leaving behind the Congress? The gap is a lot, therefore never mind even if he can't. Even if he comes out a respectable number three, no forecasts, I'm not making any forecasts, I'm raising a rhetorical point. Even if it comes out as a respectable number three, he'd be the rising new pan-national power and the Congress a declining one. Because then the BJP would have vanquished the Congress in the state for the fifth time running. Even if the Congress party finishes at its usual number two, unless it does brilliantly as it did in 2017, it'll be a fading force. The momentum will then be with the upstart, which is AAP. That's what worries the BJP. There are two reasons why we have seen so little focus on the Congress in this Gujarat election. One is the indifference of the Congress national leadership, especially the Gandhi family. The second and more important reason is how little the BJP is talking about its traditional rival compared to the new one. Even more than talking, see what it's doing. For several months now leading up to this election campaign, all the BJP spokespersons, leaders, social media warriors, and most importantly the agencies have been focused only on one party, which is Aam Aadmi Party. However self-righteously the BJP might deny it, there is no fudging the fact that its primary target is AAP. And the focus is on not letting it grow. So desperate has the party been to nip AAP in its Gujarat bud that journalists traveling to cover the campaign have come back with the sense that BJP is almost wishing the Congress does well or doesn't do too badly. Of course, they want to win handsomely for themselves, but they also don't want the Congress to do too badly. Even between two defeated rivals, one declining on a larger plane is preferable to one with tailwinds. At the moment, the BJP is struggling with this objective. Over the past two decades, or since the beginning of the Modi epoch, the state's politics has had two consistent factors. One, the BJP's victories and domination, and second, a solid Congress vote bank in the mid-30s. In 2017, by the way, it was 41.4%. What it means is that even at its most dominant, the BJP has failed to breach its stockaded citadel. Congress apne garh mein baithi hai. It has just confined the Congress, the BJP has just confined the Congress inside that citadel under permanent siege. Now, if AAP breaks that deadlock, what was merely a challenge from the trenches and battlements thus far will become mobile warfare. That's the reason the BJP has been so politically neurotic about Kejriwal. Since Kejriwal is new and untested for the voter in Gujarat, he has much room to maneuver. He can keep silent on Bilkis Bano, the public flogging case, and all such matters. And yet, if he's seen as the rising force, likely, more likely to defeat the BJP, the Congress's committed Muslim voters will be attracted to him, at least some of them. Kejriwal then has the political space to talk about Uniform Civil Code, UCC, ultra-nationalism, and pictures of the deities Lakshmi and Ganesh on currency notes. We have argued often over the years that Kejriwal's formula of confecting his politics in a fully ideology-free environment will be unsustainable in the long run. But the long run isn't now. At this point, not being encumbered with ideology gives him the space to read from anybody's book, especially the BJP's, and which is what he's doing. That should particularly worry Modi and Shah, and it does. With the Congress, the ideological battle lines are clearly drawn. With Aam Aadmi Party, it's a bit of a mess. If you've been tracking Rahul Gandhi's Padyatra, he's setting up his future politics, definitely the challenge for 2024, in fundamentally ideological terms. Was Savarkar a great nationalist or a cowardly collaborator? The essential premise behind Bharat Jodo is that the BJP's ideology has divided India. That's why you have to reunite it. That's why you have to Jodo it. For Modi and Shah, it is easier to fight that. But how do you fight somebody who uses your own lines against you and sprinkles remedies like free power, water, and other handouts liberally along the way? The BJP has been trying to create the binary of clean versus corrupt in this tussle with AAP. It has run into two problems. First, for all the FIRs, charge sheets, leaks, plants, hidden cameras, and telling videos from jail and elsewhere, that the AAP is corrupt message doesn't seem to be cutting it with the party's loyalists, with AAP's loyalists or Kejriwal's loyalists. Second, from the Morbi Bridge tragedy in Gujarat to the corrupt, incompetent disaster and mess the BJP and municipal corporations have created in Delhi, the argument that the BJP is the cleanest politics India has seen isn't convincing enough people, barring the BJP's own diehard supporters. And third, unlike the Congress, AAP seems to match the BJP fully for resources and campaigning power. AAP is willing to spend money. This is so unlike the Congress. The Congress hasn't just been stingy, but afraid to go for broke in any election, including notably in Punjab. Besides Mamata Banerjee in West Bengal, AAP is seen as the only party able to stand up to the BJP now, and that too in multiple states. That's why if Kejriwal finishes second in Gujarat, it is a defeat for the BJP in the long run. Even if he finishes third, any vote share above 15% will make the BJP anxious for 2024, especially if AAP also wrests the MCD, Municipal Corporation of Delhi, which is less unlikely than its winning Gujarat outright. That's why this Gujarat election, like all others since 2002, is anything but dull.